SBS Radio.
So the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has welcomed the Morrison government's announcement that Australia would recognise West Jerusalem. And he's also called Labor's pledge, which was announced at Labor's federal conference last weekend. Labor's policy at the conference was to reverse the Morrison government's recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital if Labor is elected. So the ECAJ has called that hasty and ill-advised. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Anton Block and co-CEOs Peter Wertheim and Alex Rifkin said, "Recognising that Israel's seat of government is located in the western part of Jerusalem, which is incontestably sovereign Israeli territory, does not in any way impact upon or preempt the future status of the contested eastern and other parts of the city." Of course, Morrison said that Australia's embassy will remain in Tel Aviv until a peace deal is reached, but a trade and defence office will open in Jerusalem in the meantime.
Shane, what was the reaction in Israel?
Yeah, that was interesting. There was some negativity emanating from Israel. The Foreign Ministry of Israel called Morrison's announcement and decision about West Jerusalem as a step in the right direction. Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein told Israeli Army Radio it was a setback and he expected more from a friendly country like Australia, while close Netanyahu confidant Minister Tzachi Hanegbi called it a mistake. He said Israel's position is that Jerusalem is its eternal undivided capital.
Shane, you did mention the reaction of the Labour Party, the opposition, the federal opposition. Can you elaborate more about it?
Yes, yeah, so at the Labour Party's federal conference in Adelaide, opposition foreign affairs spokesperson Penny Wong tweeted in response to Scott Morrison's announcement to recognise West Jerusalem, quote, "Labour does not support unilateral recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and in government would reverse this decision." And at the conference as well, there was a resolution passed to recognise Palestine. It's a non-binding resolution, but it calls on the next Labour government to recognise Palestine as a state. It's similar to a 2016 New South Wales Labour resolution in supporting the recognition and right of Israel and Palestine to exist as two states within secure and recognised borders, but it further expects, quote, "This issue will be an important priority for the next Labour government." Stating Labour was a friend to both Israel and the Palestinians, Wong said, "The hallmark of Labour's approach has been even-handedness and acceptance of the legitimate claims by both parties."
But Shane, it seems that the ALP, the Labour Party, is also pledging money to UNRWA.
Yes, that's right. That was also brought up at the conference. They've pledged $20 million to that organisation, which provides funds to Palestinians for education and things like that. So in reaction to that, the Australia-Israel Parliamentary Friendship Group Chair, Senator Eric Abetz, has expressed concerns over Labor's pledge to fund that organisation. He said, "By doing that, the pledge specifically ignores concerns over the organisation's funding of things like textbooks for Palestinian kids, which contain, quote, controversial content, and that the Australian government, along with the UK, are conducting a review currently specifically into that." So the senator said, "Given the very clear evidence that has been provided, there are concerns over the money Australia is already providing to UNRWA, and it's troubling that Labor would pledge even more money without waiting to see the outcome of any review."
And we are talking to Shane Dziadnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the ECAJ, has welcomed the long-awaited release of the Religious Freedom Review and also the federal government's response. What was this review all about?
Yes, so it's the government has endorsed 15 out of the 20 recommendations in the report, which was handed down in May but just released last week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government plans to introduce a Religious Discrimination Act, employ a Freedom of Religion Commissioner at the Human Rights Commission, and look also to introducing a range of other amendments. The issue of whether religious schools should be allowed to discriminate based on LGBTI plus status has been deferred for the time being. Australian Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim said that although the Roof Body believe religious freedom in Australia is not under threat, quote, as both an ethnic and a faith community, we support the government's intention to further protect and better promote and balance the right to freedom of religion under Australian law and in the public sphere.
Shane, on a different topic, the Jewish day schools in Victoria and New South Wales did extremely well with the matriculation examination.
That's right. So in New South Wales, 12 students from Jewish schools made the all-around achievers list. Now, to be on that list, you have to achieve 90 or more in at least 10 units of study, which is some achievement. And in addition to that, 6 Jewish students from 5 schools were the first in a course in the whole state. So Or Israel Rotstein from Byron Bay High School on the New South Wales North Coast came first in Modern Hebrew Continuers. And because he lived so far away, he actually did tutorials via Skype with a Sydney teacher, Lee Cronenthal. Other students who were on the first in course list were Sydney Grammar School's Jack Zimmerman for Italian Continuers, Emmanuel School student Genevieve Goldman for topping HSC Drama, Moriah College's Sophie Puterflum and Rivka Hershowitz, who topped their courses in Mathematics General 2 and Classical Hebrew Continuers, respectively, and Keser Torah College's Ariella Rev, who topped her course in Classical Hebrew Extension. Just quickly, the Duxes of the New South Wales Jewish Schools were Aaron Ellis Bloor, who got an ATAR of 99.8, Shani Bitton, who got 99.55, Zachary Wayne, who got 99.75 from Moriah College, Sada College's Nancy Lee got 99.55. And moving on to Victoria, I'll just read out all the Duxes of the Victorian schools. Liebler Yavna College's Michael Gilboa got 98.8. Mount Scopus Memorial College student Jack Bassat got 99.85. Daniel Friedgame from the King David School got 99.75. Riva Christel got 99.35 at Beth Rivka Ladies College. Bialik College's Sahar Shavik got 99.90. Michael Caspi from Yeshiva College got 98.95. Mount Scopus Memorial College's Gemma Miller got 99.85. Finally, from Western Australia at the Carmel School, Brad Hershowitz got a 99.35 mark.
Congratulations to all the students, to the Ducks, and also for other students that did extremely well in the matriculation certificates around Australia. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, have a fantastic holidays, and thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.